Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Anna Murray back on the show. Anna is the founder of eMedia, the author of a number of books, including the Complete Software Project Manager. She's a Stevie Award winner for Women in Business and the Mobile Marketing Association Award winner as well. And that means she's really smart and very accomplished, and we're so happy she's part of our world. Anna Murray, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. What's going on? What are you tracking these days?
Well, there is a lot to track, I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it is one busy place out there. We are tracking a lot of the online disinformation campaigns going on and how difficult it is to really understand what is true in this world. So that's some of the things that we've been taking a look at.
The truth is taking a hit on many levels these days, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I think that, you know, in social media campaigns, there's been a ton of disinformation around some of the protests that have been going on. People have been, there have been a lot of fake accounts set up in Twitter and Facebook, you know, portraying peaceful demonstrations as not peaceful, giving the impression that D.C. is on fire during one of the protests.
Well, how many times is the media taking a video or a photograph of one little piece of a gathering and made it look like it was, you know, that was the issue, when it was maybe two guys in an argument and the other 1,000 people were doing just fine, and that could have been a gathering of any kind of purpose.
Well, you're right about that. I think the bigger issue, so the media has never been super great about that too. I mean, media, depending on the media outlet, can have a goal of sensationalizing. That's been true for 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about today is that social media accounts set up by lots of professional governments, it could be organizations with an agenda, can set up fake accounts and promote literally untrue stuff, as opposed to, let's say, exaggerated stuff or selective stuff.
Well, let's make sure we are clear here. What you just described is being done by people on both sides of any issue that you find out there, isn't it?
Yes. But what is also being done is, for example, foreign, I suppose we could say that was also true 30 years ago. You'd have people screaming at the top of their lungs on any side of any issue. We didn't have in our town square, so to speak, you know, 100,000 Chinese accounts screaming at the top of their lungs in American media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
that
is a game changer there.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about that. Tell us some more about that. Why are you worried about that?
Well, I'm worried because we're dependent on private corporations to decide that they want to help control this. I mean, it was just maybe 10 days ago.
You're talking about the platforms, Google and Facebook and
Twitter.
Yeah,
Google, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. You know, about, I think it was 10 days ago, it was just at the beginning of June, that Twitter had found a large number, over 100,000 fake accounts presumed to be owned by the Chinese. And, you know, these are technological companies. They have ways of identifying certain patterns that identify an account as Chinese. And the news that morning was that Twitter had identified these accounts and shut them down. Well, of course, the same sorts of accounts existed in Facebook and other platforms.
Right.
They had the same qualities about them, same, you know, names and hashtags and stuff. And the other companies decided not to take action at that time.
Wow.
So
what should they have done? This is the sticky wicket we've got, isn't it? I mean, what is it about, you know, in this country we have something called free speech, And obviously foreign governments, there's also laws against foreign governments influencing our process over here. But, you know, at what point in time do you say, well, okay, this is information, and then somebody else says, well, no, it's not information, it's disinformation, as you say, or it's some kind of subversive activity. Who decides that?
Well, it depends on how you view the social media platforms. Mm-hmm. We all know that we have free speech in this country, but that you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Full stop. We also have regulations governing what we consider to be broadcast media. A
right.
newspaper that accepts advertising cannot support advertising that's patently false,
right.
that incites a riot. A
right.
newspaper or NBC News or a radio broadcast.
Or a radio show. Hold on to that thought, Anna. I got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back and talk some more with our good friend Anna Murray about some of the things going on out there in cyberspace. And it's what she studies. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.